අවකාශයේ පාසල
මේ අපේ ඉස්කෝලේ
ගමින් නගරේ දූපුතුන්ට දැනුම අරන් ගෙදරට එන
පුංචි අපේ රේඩියෝ ඉස්කෝලේ
රුහුණු ගුරු ගෙදර Dear children, welcome you to Ruhunu Guru Gedara Educational Program. I am Chaturi Bandara, a teacher of English, Suryava National School. Today, I came with an interesting lesson. From today's lesson, we are going to extract necessary information from different types of texts. Here, I do consider only on stories. Do you like to listen to a story? Yes, I am pretty sure that you would like to listen to a story. The story today you are going to listen is one of Aesop's stories. Have you listened to Aesop's stories? Okay, the title of the story is The Man, the Boy and the Donkey. So, what is the topic? Yes, can you repeat it please? Very good. The man, the boy and the donkey. When you listen to the name itself, you may feel these characters will be appeared in the story. So, can you guess the characters from the topic? Very good. There will be a man, a boy, a donkey. Okay. Now I know that you are eagerly waiting to listen to the story. I am not going to disappoint you. Let's listen. I have decided the story into several parts to do some interesting activities. Hope you all ready with task sheets. This is lesson 13, activity 1. Lesson 13, Activity 1. Read the story and find the answers. Let's listen to the story. The Man, the Boy and the Donkey. A man and his son were once going with their donkey to the market. As they were walking along, by his side, a countryman passed them and said, "You fools, what is a donkey for but to ride upon?" So the man put the boy on the donkey, and they went on their way. But soon they passed a group of men, one of whom said, "See that lazy youngster? He lets his father walk while he rides." This is the first part of our story. Now, we are going to do a small activity. In this activity, you have to state the given sentences are true or false according to the story. Listen very carefully. State whether the following statements are true or false. First one, the man and his son were going to the school. Number two, first the man put his son on the donkey. Number three, first they met a countryman, and second they met some young boys. I think now you have written the answers. Shall we check? Read the first statement. The man and his son were going to the school. What do you think? Is it true or false? Can you remember the story? Where were they going? Yes, very good. They were going to the market. So, what about the statement? Yes, it is false. Let's read the second one. First, the man put his son on the donkey. Can you remember the story? Yes, when that countryman told, "You fools, what is a donkey for Bud to ride upon. Then what happened? Yes, the man put his son on the donkey. So, what about the statement? Yes, very good. It is true. Let's see the third one. First, the son and man met a countryman, and second, they met some young boys. Can you remember the people they met? Yes, they met a countryman first. And then, who? Did they meet young boys or somebody else? According to the story, they met a group of men, but not young boys. So, what about this statement? First part of the statement is true, but the last part of the statement is false. So, what can you say about the whole statement? Yes, it is false. Remember, when this type of a statement appears, you have to read whole sentence carefully and judge whether it is true or false. Shall I read the answers again? Yes. First one is false. Second one, true. Third one, again false. Okay, children, I feel you have got correct answers. Okay, now we are going to listen to the second part of the story. Activity 2 in your task sheet. Activity 2 in your task sheet. Before listening to the story, I am going to tell you the task you have to do. In this task, you have to give answers to the given questions after listening to the story. When you know the questions, it is easy to grab the answers. These are the questions. Listen carefully. Answer the following questions after reading the story. Question number 1. What is the order given by the man to his son? Number 2. Who have passed them? Number 3. Which statement tells you that the boy is working hard and the man is going fine? Now, we are going to listen to the second part of the story. So, the man ordered his boy to get off and got on himself. But they hadn't go far. When they passed two women, one of whom said to the other, "Shame on that lazy lout to let his poor little son trudge along." Well, the man didn't know what to do. But at last he took his boy up before him on the donkey. Now you have listened to both the questions and the story. Do you know the meaning of the word lout? Yes, lout means the rude man. What about the word trudge? Trudge means walking difficulty. Shall we discuss the answers? Let's see the first question. What is the order given by the man to his son? The man told him to get off from the donkey. Second one. Here, who has passed them? Yes, the answer is two women. Third one. Which statement tells you that the boy is working hard and the man is going fine? Here, you have to write that statement. The answer is, shame on that lazy lout to let his poor son trudge along. With the word trudge, you can guess the answer. When you write answers for these types of questions, you have to search for keywords or special words. Then you can find answers easily from the text. Okay, now let's listen to the next part of the story. Activity 3 in your task sheet. Activity 3 in your task sheet. By this time, they had come to the town, and the passers-by began to jeer and point at them. The man stopped and asked, "What were they scoffing at?" The men said, "Aren't you ashamed of yourself for overloading that poor donkey of yours? You and your hulking son?" This is the story. From this part, what you have to do is, you have to find synonyms for given words. You have to find synonyms for given words from the story. These are the words. Number 1, observers. Number 2, mock. Number 3, well-built. Number 4, guilty. Can you guess the answers? Let's see. Synonyms means similar words. Number 1, synonym for observers is passers-by. It is given in the first line of the story. Number 2, there are two synonyms for the word mock. They are jeer or scoff. They are jeer or scoff. Number 3, well-built. What is the synonym for that? Yes, very good. Hulking. The word hulking is a synonym for the word well-built. Number 4, the word is guilty. Yes, synonym for this word is ashamed. What is the answer? Ashamed. Shall I repeat the answers? Number 1, passers-by. Number 2, jeer or scoff. There are two words. Number 3, hulking. Number 4, ashamed. Now we came to the end of the story. Can you guess what had happened to the man, the boy and the donkey? Okay, let's see. Activity 4 in the task sheet. Activity 4 in the task sheet. The man and boy got off and tried to think what to do. They thought and they thought, until at last they cut down a pole, tied the donkey to their shoulders. They went along amid the laughter of all who met until they came to a bridge. When the donkey, getting one of its feet loose, kicked out and caused the boy to drop his end of the pole. In the struggle, the donkey fell over the bridge, and its forefeet being tied together, it was drowned. This is what happened to the man, boy and the donkey at last. Here, I am going to discuss on some selected pronouns. What you have to do is, you have to tell what is referred by the underlined pronouns. What you have to do is, tell what is referred by the underlined pronouns. The first pronoun is they. In second sentence, I will read this sentence. They thought and they thought, until at last. Who is referred by they in this sentence? Yes, very good. They referred to man and boy. How did you get the answer? Yes, we have to read the previous sentence and then you can easily get the answer. Second pronoun is their. at the end of the second sentence. Yes, they refers to man's and boys. Remember, dear children, to use the apostrophe as this is a possessive pronoun. Remember to use the apostrophe as this is a possessive pronoun when you are writing man's and boys. Third pronoun is its in the fourth sentence. This also is a possessive pronoun. So, it refers to donkeys. Here also you have to use the apostrophe. Last one is it in the last sentence of the paragraph. Yes, it refers to the donkey. Feel you understand how to find the referred words? Yes, you have to read the previous sentence. Now you know what happened to the man, son and their donkey at the end of the story. I am going to give an overall question about the story. Activity 5 in the task sheet. Activity 5 in the task sheet. What is the message given by the story? What is the message given by the story? Number 1. Don't take unnecessary challenges. Number 2. Don't try to please everyone and you will please no one. Number 3. Challenges make you feel confident. Number 3. Challenges make you feel confident. Can you guess the answer? Yes, here this man and boy tried to please everyone. But what happened at last? Did they achieve their target? No. So, the moral given by the story is, don't try to please everyone and you will please no one. The answer is second one. Now we have come to the end of our lesson today. These types of questions will appear in O-level paper also. So, what you have to do is, read carefully both the questions and the text. You have to read carefully both the questions and the text. No need of thinking on the meanings of all the words. Search for keywords. Then you can easily find answers. So, let's wind up for today. Hope you all enjoyed the lesson. Thank you for participating to our program. I'm Chaturi Bandara, a teacher of English from Suryava National School. Goodbye, children.
Avakashi Pasala.
Meeng ape iskoole.
Gamin nagare dooputunta denumaran gedarata ena
punji ape radio iskoole.
Ruhun guru gedara.
Sama dinakama
උදේ 5:30 සිට 6 දක්වා
සවස 3 සිට 4:30 දක්වා
සවස 5 සිට 6 දක්වා
රාත්‍රී 8 සිට 9 දක්වා
මේන් අපේ ඉස්කෝලේ
අධ්‍යාපන ප්‍රතිසංස්කරණ විවෘත විශ්වවිද්‍යාල හා දුරස්ථ අධ්‍යාපන ප්‍රවර්ධන රාජ්‍ය අමාත්‍යාංශයේ සම්බන්ධීකරණයෙන්
දකුණු පළාත් අධ්‍යාපන අමාත්‍යාංශයේ මඟ පෙන්වීමෙන්
දකුණු පළාත් අධ්‍යාපන දෙපාර්තමේන්තුව FM රුහුණ සමග එක්ව රුහුණේ දරුවන්ට පිදෙන දැනුම් තක්සලාව දැනුම් තක්සලාව
උන්ජි අපේ රේඩියෝ ඉස්කෝලේ
රුහුණු කුරුකෙදේ